Blog Talk Radio. When you look at the grapes, you have the grape grapes. You have the red grapes. You have the green grapes. Those are all the same fruit, but they fruit of different kinds. So Blog Talk is ending. With Blog Talk ending, we're going to go right into the radio as well as with Facebook Live. I just want you all to know that God is so good. It was at a point and time in my life I was having the ball of my life. I was enjoying my life. And I heard God said, hey, you know who I'm talking to. Just in case you want to play like you got it confused and you think it's somebody else, he called me by my name. Mm. Now, most of you all that know me know I have plenty of names. And God is a good God because he called me by all of them, so I would not be confused if he was talking to Sylvia or he was talking to Renee or he was talking to Sparkle or he was talking to Big Mama or he was talking to my son's mama. Y'all better hear me. God called me by all of them, all at the same voice. Hey, you. I'm talking to you. And is at a point, I'm going to be honest with you all, I was out having fun. And I heard God said, I need you. And I began to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, give me the heart and the desire to walk away from this, which I was calling fun. Give me the heart and desire to not desire this anymore. Okay? And God did, and as he was pulling on me, because I was pulling on him, I began to find an ease with giving up what I thought meant a whole lot to me. No, it didn't. I still enjoy riding motorcycles. I just don't enjoy the obligation that came with it. I had to say that I'd rather obey God than man. I'd rather worry about what God thinks of me than what man thinks of me. Some of y'all will catch me a little later because yours may not be riding motorcycles. It may be something else. But whatever it is, learn to obey God and love what God loves and see things the way God sees it and ask God to show you the way he sees you so that he can start cleaning you up. So tonight I want to talk about I'm running. I'm running for my life because if you could see my hair, I got a little season around my little pepper. Got a little salt right up in there, you know, a little salt, a little accent, you know. And I thank God for allowing me to live, to see this. Hey, Apostle Lasagna, how are you? Thank you for tuning in, woman of God. I thank God for allowing me to get to this place because, see, when you have health issues and you've been in certain things and involved in certain things in life, how many of you all know, you don't always walk out of there with your hands, you know, free. You don't always walk out of situations where you're in your right mind, where you are able to talk about it and look back and say, God, there go I. I thank you for bringing me out. I thank you for not letting me be overtaken. I thank you for not letting me get consumed. Now, there's a difference in being overtaken and being consumed. God, I thank you for the rescue. I thank you for you being my refuge. God, I thank you. We're going to stop right there. We're going to have a little quick word of prayer, and then we're going to go right into our program, okay? Father God, we come to you on tonight, this last night of the year, 2021. God, we're asking you to forgive us of every sin, God, that we've done on this day. We don't want to end this day without asking you for forgiveness, and we don't want to start a new year without coming in knowing we have been forgiven. God, we just ask you to cover us, cover our minds, cover our families, cover everybody that's involved in our life that's going out calling themselves celebrating tonight. God, we just ask you to give us a heart on tonight to say a new year, a new season, a new plan because I got a new reason because I'm going to serve an awesome God. God, we just thank you for all things. God, everything we think we know, God, Show us ourselves through your eyes. Everything we think we have, God, show us ourselves through your eyes. Everything we think we're wanted and asking you for, God, show us ourselves through your eyes. God, teach us how to accept what you allow. Teach us how to accept when you say no. Teach us how to walk in the place that we've asked you and you have given it to us. Teach us how to walk in that place humbly and don't forget where it comes from, how it came about, and who gave it to us. God, keep us. Teach us how to stay before you. Teach us how to keep you first in our life, oh God. Teach us how to walk into 2022 with a boldness in you, oh Christ Jesus. Teach us not to blame other people for things we know that we had a part of. God, this world is in a place that your word said it would be in, oh God. Teach us how to know that we are protected through you, oh God. Again, Lord, teach us how to accept what you allow, regardless what it is. God, bring us out of the old place into the new. Teach us how to be walking your word, walking your spirit, walking you strong, holy, and mighty. Teach us how to be honest with you, oh God. Therefore, we can be honest with ourselves. Teach us, Lord, how to forgive ourselves, how to love ourselves, and how to be honest again with ourselves, oh God. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how not to be ashamed of running for our life because we're running to you, oh God. It's a record, amen. It's a record God had been dropped in my spirit for the last week and a half. I've been singing it, and I pulled it up on YouTube, and it's by Hezekiah. I am just excited about the record. It's an old record. I'm waiting for it to come up so I can play it. So I don't have the rights to the music, but I do love the song. I'm going to turn it up so I'm going to try to start it over so you all can hear it. So it's going to play while we're talking. I had to come to the understanding that I need to try to reach for 100. Cause 99 just and a half won't do. Hey, Jim, thank you for tuning in, loving my family. Yes. So with that being said, I want you all to just hear that record. I know they probably going to mute it, but I do not have the rights to that song. But I am using that song to make a statement. Listen. Amen. And a half won't do what I'm running. Trying to make 199 and a half won't do. 99 won't do. 99 won't do. Now I'm going to stop it right there because I will get happy. Lord, I'm running because 99 and a half won't do. I'm on my knees. I'm begging God. Lord, if you're not tired of using me, I'm not tired of being used. I want to share some things with you, because God is our refuge. I know he's mine. Yes, Lord, the 99 and a half won't do. In Psalms 91, 1 and 2, it says, whoever dwell in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I'm running for my life. Because if I don't see nothing, I see the news every day. Stupid stuff. Silly stuff. The enemy of our souls is going back and forth, seeking who he may destroy. I look at some of the things people doing in this world on today, and it's like they playing this video game. They playing it in real life. They don't realize there is no reset button. You can't do something and push the button and reset it, like with this auto cell. You don't go in no garage and come out with your pimped ride, your ride being pimped out or whatever they call it. It's not no reset button. You better know that you better be prayed up. You better know that you better have this word in you that you will be able to speak against stuff that's going to come against you. Because don't get me wrong. I ask God to take me to another level. Don't y'all know when I ask you all to pray for me, I'm talking about P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y, not P-L-A-Y. Don't play for me, don't play with me, and don't play about it. Don't pray on me. Please don't. Pray with me and for me, P-R-A-Y. Yeah, we got to get to a place where we have to know that God will take care of you, God will take care of me, God will take care of our family, God will take care of all of our needs. Now go down to 91, of Psalms 91, verse 4. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promise are your armor and your protection. When God protects you, God said, if I be for you, he's more than the world against you. We have to know that our God is not just, oh, I'm going to call on God like I call to get a phone number for information. No, that's not the God we serve. That's not the God I want you to know that you serve. When you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, there's requirements that has to be followed. There's requirements that have to be done. You can't straddle the gate. You can't straddle the fence. You can have, like the hokey pokey, you put one foot in, you take one foot out, you put this one foot in, and you shake it all about. No, it's not a nursery rhyme. I'm asking God everything in my life, everything that's attached to my life, everybody in my life, everybody attached to my life, I'm like, God, certain things got to be straightened out. Certain things got to be worked out. You know, I know a lot of you all may not want to hear this because you want to go out and you want to celebrate. You go ahead, but I'm celebrating my way. If I end up on this broadcast by myself, it's okay. I'm okay with it because I'm doing what God has instructed me to do. And if that's doing this with one person, myself, I'm going to do it because one thing I do know, God is God. God told me to give him all my burdens. He said I could bring them to him. The Lord said, bring your burdens to me. Matthew 11, 28 and 29th verse, it says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So all I'm saying to you is, a lot of times we think that getting saved means you're not going to have fun. Oh, yeah, you're going to have fun. Hey, Reese, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. When you look at being saved, one thing I do know, if something happens to me, I'm resting in the arms of Jesus. I can't worry about it. My family would know where I'm going. They don't have to wonder. You know, because whether you admit it or not, when people pass away in your life that you love or you know, You always think somewhere, you, when they say, when people put on Facebook, R-H, I mean, yeah, R-I-H, they be like saying in the back of their mind, am I saying rest in heaven or I'm saying really in hell? Let's be honest. You don't know which way they went because of the life they led. You don't know if they made it in the 11th hour. You don't know. So when you think about it, you better know where you're going and hope your family know where you're going, because God is an awesome God. I'm running for my life. I'm running to my Lord Jesus. When I say, am I too bad for God, or am I too bad to be saved? At one point, I thought that. I thought that at one time. God, I done did so much, and I done did this, and I done said that, and God, I don't know. Is it too late? But I thank God for John 6:37. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive them away. I thank God for that, knowing that I could come to him. Even after I've done whatever I've done, I've been wherever I've been involved, whatever I've been involved with, because I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me. If you want to live in my past, you go ahead. While you stand back there, I'm moving forward. I'm pressing towards the mark of a high calling. I ain't got time to be worried about what I used to do. See, that's because you ain't got nothing to do. You ain't trying to have nothing to do. You ain't trying to approach God. You ain't trying to hold on to God. You ain't trying to even get a part of God in your heart because you're too busy living in somebody's past. A lot of times people find out their situation where the world is beating down on them so bad, they don't believe that God will lift them up. But see, I'm here to tell somebody, I'm here to share with somebody. I'm running for my life. I'm trying to reach 100 because 99 and a half won't do. When you have people beating on you, talking about your used-to-be's, talking about what you used to do, you kind of let that weigh heavy on you and pull you down. I just told you, God said, bring all your burdens to him. He cares for you. Take his yoke upon you. Learn of him. Stop worrying about your yesterday. Or as I like to say, your yes to win. Stop worrying about that. Hey, thanks for joining in. Stop worrying about what people say of you, even if it's the truth. You can't relive your past, but you sure can push forward in your future. Don't worry about what used to be. Don't worry about where you once was. Don't worry about what people say. They may say you was there yesterday, but if you turned over a new leaf today, you look forward to where God is trying to take you. You look forward to what God is doing in you and with you. Because, see, when you change your life and you learn how to pray and you learn how to talk to God, you start learning how to pray. See, if you got children, whether they're kids or grown, you learn how to pray and say, God, forgive me. God, get a hold to my child, my children. God can bless your children down to the 100th generation. Hey, Shirley, thanks for joining in. See, one thing you have to know is when you're taught better, you do better. When you know better, you want better. And when I was growing up, my parents, my mom and my aunties and uncles, and they taught us about prayer. They taught us about living saved. They taught us about being in the presence of God. Excuse me. They taught us how to call on God. So when I sit up and I think about what my parents taught me, I started teaching my son. So when I teach him, when he have children, he's going to teach his children. With me and my sisters and my brother, when we have kids, we teach our kids what we were taught. Now it's up to our kids to teach their kids. And when they teach their kids going to teach their kids and so on and so on. That's why we're praying to the 100th generation that it keeps going on and on and on. And if each generation say down to the 100th generation, that legacy passes on. That legacy doesn't stop. Because, see, when you start realizing you need to run for your life and you teach your child that you need to run for your life and you show your child that you're running for your life, then your child shows their child, they move on to the next generation, and they keep running for their life. I thank God for Isaiah 43. He says, you are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. I thank God for calling me precious. I thank God for letting me know he honored me. I thank God for letting me know he loved me. I thank God. God has no respect of person. He said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. So if you just find yourself not saved, just find yourself asking God to give you the heart to want to be saved. Go to God. Talk to him. I was really saying, God, what would I speak about on tonight? And I had to stop and think, and I said, well, for the last week or so, all I keep hearing God say in my spirit is, run for your life. Don't look back. Don't go back. Don't even desire nothing back there. Because whatever reason is back there, leave it. If you want a piece of bread, and you know that bread been sitting there for a week or so, what you going to find when you go to that bread? Mold. As some people say, penicillin. You're going to find it's no good. I don't care how you want to scrape it off and toast it or whatever. It's still going to be old, molded bread. And that's what some relationships in our past is. They old and molded. Leave them. Leave it there. Do not go back grabbing on something what should have, could have, would have been. There's a reason. It's a used to be. I'm going to sit back on that one for a second and look at my next verse while you think that over. That one on your mind right now, or used to be. I don't care what it looked like. You know, there's a saying, everything gold that shine ain't gold. Hey, Lynn, thanks for tuning in, Miss Tace. Thank you. A lot of times we look at situations that pushed us to the place that we are now. That's why I say whatever's in your past, leave it back there. It's molded. If someone is not in your present, don't let them get on your upward ride. Because you're going to mess around and find out while you pulling up, you're going to turn up and find out you got on a roller coaster instead of a pull-up. God's trying to pull you up to another level. I got to keep saying it. I'm running for my life. I don't have time to sit back and think about what it could have been like, what it should have been like. What if I had an only? God allowed me to go through what I went through to get to where he's taken me. 22 has three twos in it. That's a number that represents triple. I'm looking for my triple blessing because I'm making sure my relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is going to be just that, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The zero gonna stand for I have no tolerance for things from my past. You're going to look up one day and say, oh, I missed it. I missed it. While you thought you was hurting, you're going to find out you cut your own blessing off. Because anybody that blessed me, they have been blessed. And anybody that has done me wrong, let's move on to the next one. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one. Deuteronomy, I can't say it, but 33, verse 27. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and under earth are the everlasting arms. So when I look at God and say, Lord, anything that I can't change, give me the strength not to keep dwelling on it. Anything that walked away from or walked away from me or left me, did wrong, or God, I don't want to be there. Hey, Linda. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year. All I'm saying is, it's when God dropped in my spirit, I'm running for my life. He also dropped in my spirit, It's a new season. It's a new day. If you all allow it, God's anointing is trying to flow your way. I want to sit and talk with you all. I like when you talk back to me on Facebook. A little later, I love when you talk back to me on Blog Talk. Margo said, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. One thing I do know is that a lot of people get so caught up on who's not in their lives. You know, now don't get me wrong now. I know everybody wants to be loved, and everybody wants a loved one. But see, our problem with that is we never ask God, where's my gift? God said a man that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord. So if you're striving to be a wife, I ain't say wifey, a wife, your favor. And if he's striving for a wife, he's going to obtain. I'm trying to tell you something. He know you are a favor. He know that God put you here to be a helpmeet. See, a lot of times, I can't think of the word that my sister Apostle Celia always used. We as black women have been bossy so long. We don't know how to be the smoother. You know, when your man come in from the street for the husband, the fiance, they come in from the street, the world has already beat them down. Now, when your woman comes in from the street, your wife, your fiance, the world has beat her down. Now, both of you all are coming home. Somebody needs to come home, and somebody needs to be there with a smile. Hopefully you cooked. If you didn't, you brought it in or whatever. Somebody needs to be there with a smile. Because if the world is beating you down, then you come home and you find no happiness. The first thing you need to ask that person that you're coming to, why did you come home or why did I come home? Because somewhere along the line, somebody was missing God. You didn't put God there. You know, I find myself praying all day before I go to work, while I'm on my way at work, when I'm at work, when I'm coming home, once I get home, I'm constantly praying. When I tell you, when I started my run and God's telling me now, I'm still running for my life. I can't stop running now because each time it's higher and higher. God has changed me so much, and I see the evidence of God changing me, and I'm still saying, Lord, I'm running for my life because, see, you know, you start at zero before you get to 100. So I'm nowhere near 100. The record said looking for 100 because 99 and a half won't do. I'm still reaching for my 100. And I said that to say this. When I look at myself and I say, God, I remember me this day a year ago. I ain't got to say a couple years ago. See, my mouth is still doing this. December 31st, 2020. But now I'm saying, good Lord, I ain't got nothing good to say. I ain't going to say nothing. Now I'm saying, God, keep my ears from hearing certain conversations. Lord, keep my heart and my spirit from desiring to be in certain conversations. God, keep my mouth shut so I don't have to have certain conversations. Y'all know what I mean. You know, I don't want to have itchy ears. I don't want to be over here, the wind blowing over here, and I'm over here, and the wind blowing over there. I'm over there. The Bible talks about nobody knows which way the wind is blowing. So the Bible tells us we don't know. We definitely don't know. I want to be in a place where, you know, we had a saying at one time, what would Jesus do? We said it real regular now. Kind of went behind the COVID. We're not saying what would Jesus do no more. I'm starting to get to the point I'm saying, Lord, before I go in here, make sure every conversation around me, God, I want it to be holy. And if it ain't, God, teach me how to pray through it and get me out there. Minister Margo said life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's so true. You got to learn how to speak life over yourself. You got to learn how to speak them dead things out of your path, because dead situations should not be something desired for, whether it's relationship, conversations, or whatever it is. Speak life over yourself. Speak life in your situations. I am saying, God, you have brought me to such a long way. I still got a long way to go. But, God, you're not tired of using me. I'm not tired of being used. I'm just so happy to know that this record that I played for you all a little while ago by Hezekiah Walker, it's an old song, but it still has power. 99 and a half on Duke. God said no flesh will enter into heaven. No sin will enter into heaven. So if God is telling us that, we got to put ourselves in a place where we say, God, don't let me leave this world until I've done what you have told me to do. It's a thing on Facebook now. They're saying my people or my family or whoever, they understood the assignment. I understand the assignment. He said, if you be ashamed of me before man, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. I understand the assignment. My assignment is to tell you and anybody I can about the Lord. I mean, it's some people out here looking, they've been with me growing up. They know the things I've done. They know the places I've been. But you know what? When God said he threw it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more, if you stay focused on God, you know what? You won't remember it either, since somebody bring it up, and you'll be like, yeah. Then you just look at him and say, ain't God good? Because if you look at it for real, we supposed to have been dead a long time ago. But because God had a reason for us to be used in this season, we're still here. So don't count it as a coincidence. God is good. God is good. I have seen some things. Me and my sister was talking about it the other day when we was young and we went out. I'm going to show you how crazy you will be when you're young. You think you can be Wonder Woman, Superman, you will live forever. We would go out, and we would be in nightclubs, partying, dancing, and somebody would come in and go to shoot. People got shot in front of us. Me and her sitting down, the person got shot in between us or over our head and back us. We hit the floor. When the coast clear, we jump up and we go right back to dancing. Because of our mindset. I am running for my life. God changed my mindset. Changed my heart. Changed my desire. Changed my taste for it. See, some of us don't know sin has taste. Yeah, it does. Sin has taste. If it tastes good, you'll eat it. If it tastes good to your flesh, your spirit, you're going to do it, huh? You act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's some steak dinners in the world that's sin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's some steak dinners in the world that you're going to want again and again. But it's time out for foolishness. It's time out for us to stop playing. At this day and time, with everything going on around you, with all of these variants and all of this man-made stuff and all these different diseases, people can't even see the things that's coming on this world because they too busy looking about what they're going to wear tomorrow. The Word of God said, don't worry about what you're going to eat or wear. God will take care of that. they're so busy worried about mess, they can't even see what's going on in the big picture. My mom taught us when we were young. She said, a person that's talking a lot, they ain't saying nothing. She said, ask God to give you an ear to hear what they ain't saying. I thought that was so crazy. What am I talking about? If they ain't saying it, how can I hear? But as I began to follow instructions and said, God, give me an ear to hear what they're not hearing, what they wouldn't say. But I started also asking God for a spirit of discernment. And like today, a young lady walked up on me and she said, oh, I see you. She said, but you didn't hear me. But I knew I felt somebody walking up on me. It's when you ask God for a spirit of discernment, God will just give you a spirit to discern spirits, discern something's going on around you. How they say it, if it feels a certain way, you better believe it. You know how they say it? People show you who they are, believe them? Mm-hmm. When you start asking God to give you a spirit of discernment, don't fight with the spirit. Just realize God is giving you a spirit of discernment. He's giving you a spirit of understanding. He's trying to show you where he's trying to take you. Don't worry about what this person over there doing and what that person over here is doing. God didn't give you and that person the same anointing. He didn't even give you and that person the same ministry. Now, you may be at the same ministry or operating in the same ministry, but everybody got a different gift. The Word of God tells you about the gift. Mm-hmm. Yes. It tells you about the gift. And you have to ask God, what gift am I? What gift do I have? You have to ask God, what is your portion of your ministry that's in the body of Christ? Because some can say, like my sister, Apostle Elaine. I told her one time, she showed me a picture she took with Oprah. I said, see, that's what I'm talking about. I said, see, you can go to sit down with rich people and talk with them and you can go to their house and all this and that. I said, but you know what? I had to stop and look. And I said, God, you gave me another type of energy where I can go sit down and talk to people that the average person would be scared to talk to. I could go and sit down and talk to people that a lot of people would be scared to approach. Because one thing I do know, you know how they used to say in the world, a fool know a fool. Mm-hmm. A person know if you're coming to them because you can relate to them or you understand them or they'll see you. You could go to them and they'll see you in a place where, oh, you think you're better than me. No, it's not that. It's not that. But that's how the enemy of our soul have people thinking, that people think they're better than you. People just think it's a better way. You know, I used to say, Lord, just because I was born in the ghetto, I don't want to die in the ghetto. I want to move out. I want this. I want that. If you have a dream, present it to God. Let God teach you how to run for your life. You're going to find it. I'm going to use this little one right here because I have my big one to the side. It says the New Testament. You can find little thin Bibles like this that gives you the New Testament as well as you can find Bibles that give you the Old Testament. You know, God has started sharing with me where you could go inside a room. I once had this situation where I went in a room and a room where I said with people was in a room. And I said, I also had this in a dream. And when I was looking at the people, and I was like, God, what am I saying? You can look at people and God, it'd be like one of those strobe lights is reading across their head that says certain things about people, you know, like lunatic, schizo, different things. And you'll be like, oh, my God. When God started showing me that, I said to myself, you hear God talking to you, you need to get up out of here. Enemy catches you on his side. And you know you're not prayed up, you're not authorized to be over there. See, sometimes we go in places we ain't got no business. We ain't talked to God. We ain't prayed about it. We ain't fasted about it. But we call ourselves, we're going to go over there and put on our super robe, okay? Yeah. God show you people, you better believe it, and you better know if you prayed up. God will show you people are coming around you. Everybody's bowing in your face. Ain't that for a good thing? No, they not. You have people walking around here claiming salvation. They lying. They fake. They phony. They claiming salvation. They running. But they ain't running to God. Not our Lord in heaven. They running. They try to help pour whoever down they can. Margot said we must stay connected to the Holy Spirit. We have to. Minister Margot, we have to. If we don't stay connected to the Holy Spirit, we're going to be connected to something. Mm-hmm. You know, you got people that want to be big eyes and big T's, and they want to look down on you, but they forgot they once was a little eye, a little T. All of a sudden, they didn't arrive. But I'm going to tell y'all again, I'm running for my life. 99.5 won't do. I thank God for just giving me the desire to run for my life, to want to be, excuse me for that noise box video pop back in. I'm asking God to do whatever he has to do in my life so that I can stay focused. I can stay saved. I can stay in his presence. I want to be saved. Ain't nobody made me. Ain't nobody made me want to be saved. I want to be saved. I love the Lord with all my heart. I feel jammed, y'all. I love the Lord with all my heart. Y'all hear it, brother. Listen. Trying to make 100, because 99.5 won't do. All I'm saying, a new year coming. Ask God to touch your heart. Ask God into your heart. Ask God to save you. Ask God to forgive you. Repent. Get in his word. If you decide to find a church that's going to teach you about the word of God. You know, it's like I love Hebrews 12:1. It said, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with a so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I just want you all to know that when you know who the author and finisher is, ain't no way you can lose. The victory is with the Lord. I would love to express it in a better way, but all I can say is 99 just won't do. Just won't do. God is so good that you can't say, well, I didn't know. Yeah, you knew. Most of us was raised up in church, and for those that wasn't, when we look at stuff or stuff happened to us, the first thing that come out of our mouth is, oh, Lord. But you want to call on when you need them, or you want to call on when something go wrong. you want to call on them because you're about to lose. But if you just trust them every day. This is the end of 2021. Happy New Year. My New Year resolution is I'm running to Jesus. I ain't going to say I'm going to lose no weight. I'm going to lay aside every weight that's burdening me down. I'm giving it to the Lord. I ain't going to say I'm going to, do all this and that. I'm giving it to God. I put it on the altar. I'm on the altar. When you sit up here and say things you're going to do and you know it ain't going to, you ain't did it all year long, you ain't going to do it. But what I'm going to do is keep running for my life because 99 and a half I'm due. I want to thank you all for joining me on tonight. Thank you for taking the time out to hear what God had put on my heart to share with you all. I love the Lord. I'm not going to stop loving the Lord. Again, things that's in your past, leave it there. I want to share our foundational scripture with you is Matthew 6:33. Take this to heart. Write it down. If you have to read it every day, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God will give you a peace. God will give you joy. Trouble don't last always. A lot of times we get caught up in our yes to win. We get caught up on what I wanted, what I should have had, who I could. If you lost out on anything, just know that God has a better tomorrow. Job lost everything he had, but he got it back tenfold. God will bring somebody and something into your life once you ask him. Ask God for your gift. He said, write the vision, make it plain. If you write it and make it plain to him and you wait on him, all of your old mess would be just that, old mess. Minister Margo said we must trust God more. May God bless and cover you and your ministry in 2022. Yes. So those of you all that's striving, that's new, trust God. Know that God is not going to leave you wanting. Anything and everybody that has left you, 2021 is gone. It's gone. 2022, triple blessing, triple anointing, triple duty. Ask God what that means to you. I'm saying, God, if some things you to share with me, I will be sharing with you all over the time. Hey, Yolanda, thank you for tuning in. I love you, girl. I just want you all to know that God has done some things, and he's going to do it. So you say she launched her second book today. It's on my page. Okay, I'm going to look at it. So you thank you. Hallelujah. Let that book go worldwide. God bless her new book for Lasagna. Let me tell you what her name is so y'all can go and look on it. Her name is Lasagna Allen. She said it's manifested in his presence. Hallelujah. You all, I know I'm going over a little bit. I just want to let you all know something. In this year, think about what all you went through. You want to go through that again? Especially if you wasn't on the Lord's side. Mm-mm. It's time for a change. When you find yourself in your late 30s, your 40s, 50s, 60s, and on, and you're still looking for a good man, a good woman, or a good place, you need to start. Now, that's when you push the reset button. Say, God, I need you to do something new in my life because I'm changing my life over. Mother Toni Montgomery said God is waiting for us to trust him in 2022. I know that's right, Mother Toni. God waiting on us. We ain't waiting on God. He's been there all the time. He is our creator. We ain't created none but havoc for him. He is constantly showing us every day how much he loves us. We already know he sent his son to die on the cross for us. His son accepted the call. He understood the assignment. He accepted his assignment. We the only ones that act like we don't know what to do. I'm telling you all, it's time to get it together. God is waiting on us to accept his invitation. Trust him. Trust him with all things. Even if you feel that you have arrived, tomorrow is a new morning. And his word said his mercies are new every day. And just like God's mercy is new every day, your situation can change at any day. Know who your provider is. Know who your resource is. Know who your refuge is. And know who your fortress is. Depend on God. Thank you all again. Please join us on this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Follow my page, but if you want to, the phone number for Blog Talk, she does not do Facebook Live, but she does Blog Talk. It's 310-861-2354. 310-861-2354. That's it, Mother Tony. Happy New Year. Come back Monday night. This is the first Monday. Will be coming up, and we will have our own very own Dr. Serena Wright. She will be our speaker for Monday. She will be on Monday night on Blog Talk and Facebook Live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please tune in. And come back next Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, again, and we're going to see what God has for us to talk about, because I'm telling you, there's some things going on out here. Some of you all are dealing with Leviathus, succubus, and all kind of stuff. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's something for you to Google and look up, and make sure you look it up what the Bible says about it, not what the world say, what the Bible say. You got to get in the Word and know what spirits you're dealing with, because I'm telling you, God is good. Facebook Live, thank you all for joining in. Please share this even at this late time. And I'm going to ask Blog Talk if anybody on the line would like to have something to say, even though we ran over. If you're on the line, Blog Talk, please have go on to speak now if you have anything to say.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sylvia, for reminding us the importance of running for our lives, and not just running sporadically and going in any direction, but running towards God. Thank you. We all need to run towards him, to know him intimately, and to obey him, because once you know what he wants you to do, you got to get about your Father's business. So thank you so much for reminding us of that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle-elect. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to speak? Okay, well, we thank everybody again for joining in. Happy New Year, y'all. Happy New Year. God has brought us into a new year. Please don't let this year end without you being on your knees at 12:01, giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. So remember, we're running for our life. We're trying to reach 100. Because 99 and a half won't do. Good night, everyone.